From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. At the outset of this new year, President Bush is busy preparing to outline a plan for the war in Iraq. He's promised a speech on the topic in the near future. In addition to Iraq, the president will also keep in mind Iran, Afghanistan, and Somalia. Earlier, I spoke with former U.S. Army Secretary Togo West Jr. I asked him whether or not the president is expected to increase troops in Iraq this year.
What we're hearing, or what I'm sensing, is that the president is looking for a way to use a discarded term, stay the course, but yet to adjust it. That means he is likely to go for, and this has not been made clear yet, he's likely to go for the surge idea, about 15 to 30,000 new troops that will enable him to stabilize things, principally in Baghdad. The problem here, of course, as has been identified by several, is that it's not a permanent solution. And as former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, but also former Secretary of State Colin Powell has noted, his question would be, if this were presented to him, are you sure that you know what your purpose is and where you're going in the long run? Because the fact is, and he didn't say this, I'm saying this to you, the fact is that the surge is about a two-year solution. Just enough time for the president to complete his term in office and to leave the problem to be resolved by his successor. I don't say that that's his purpose. It's just that's the way that the numbers work out.
So a two-year solution, where would that leave the United States afterwards? I mean, if we have had the Iraq study group saying we need to withdraw troops, but then we actually send more, even on a temporary basis, does that make it more difficult, possibly, for the U.S. to withdraw troops later?
Well, the fact is that the surge is not the suggested solution of the Iraq task force. It is not the suggested solution of Joe Biden, the incoming chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Affairs, Foreign Relations. It is not the suggested solution, frankly, if you read the results of the elections, of the American people. It is a time buyer. And there are several answers to the questions you've raised that are being given by people. One answer is any increase. But let's take the surge idea, means that you can assume even increased number of U.S. casualties. Why? There are more people, more targets, more of our folks in uniform there on the streets. And secondly, of course, a surge has to assume an even more aggressive posture.
What's the significance of the action in the Horn of Africa? Is that going to complicate the United States' ability to really deal with what's being called Islamic extremism, because there is this Islamic courts movement in the Horn of Africa? At the same time, the U.S. has sometimes gotten information about al-Qaeda from different folks in the region.
You know, as you raise that question, I sit here shaking my head. It is first and foremost a profound tragedy. It is just the most distressing thing for any people to have to suffer and for any people to have to observe from the outside. How it complicates our own mission or our own national security interests and the overall picture is a little unclear. Obviously, we as a nation would like not to have that kind of unsettled development. And you're right, the fate of the whole Islamic courts movement, what does the recent invasion portend? I think it is a little unclear for now. Suffice it to say, I think that the leading thinkers in our military, in our government, for the moment, believe it is probably a little bit of a sideshow, and it is why we're not there, because the circumstances, the terror that's being inflicted on the local populace, of course, would warrant the attention of every right-thinking government in the world. But for the moment, I think we believe that its portent for our future is not nearly so significant that we would divert attention or resources away from where we are engaged elsewhere in that region.
What about Iran and Afghanistan? We are still fighting in Afghanistan. That war takes a backseat to Iraq in terms of its visibility to the U.S. public. And Iran is a nation that the U.S. government has decried. But under the current realities, it doesn't seem as if we're really going to do anything there. What is going on?
Afghanistan is something we have to be very careful about, and there is the danger that it is getting away from us. That is why we have moved additional resources in there recently. I think the local commander took the Marine unit out and made it part of that effort in order to strengthen it. But we have to pay attention to Afghanistan, and I'm comforted that we are paying attention. The Iranians, well, it's clear that they're meddling for their own self-interest. But in a way, that's not so surprising. They are a neighboring regional power, and they aspire to be the dominant regional power. And they will continue to play either constructive or non-constructive roles as our own diplomacy and military behavior warrants. The idea from the Baker Commission, also from General Powell, is that we have to recognize that they're players and deal with them as such. That is, we have to talk to them.
Well, Secretary West, thank you again for joining us.
It's always a pleasure.
Togo West Jr. is the former Secretary of the U.S. Army.